Some father who receives these words may have failed miserably, but you can start over again. Even if you have cursed your family by your sin, bless them now by your commitment to God. When asked who was the head of his home, a little lad replied, "Daddy works for our living, but Mom runs things around here." Well, we laugh a little at that family secret exposed by the boy, but the implications of it are tragic. For God never ordained that Mom should run things about the home. He has ordained that man is the head of the wife, the children, and all the affairs of the household. I propose we study the Bible teaching on the headship of man in the home. I propose we do it by examining five husbands and fathers who are mentioned in the Bible. We will study Adam, the first father, Enoch, a godly father, Noah, a faithful father, Eli, a permissive father, and Jacob, a chastised father. Now, through the strengths and weaknesses of those men, we can realize what kind of husband and father God wants men to be today. Genesis chapters 1 through 4 recounts the facts concerning Adam, the first father. It is fitting that we begin with him, since he was the first man of the human race and the father of us all. Notice that this first father had a sacred beginning. God counseled with himself on the sixth day of creation, saying, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Now that was the beginning of the human race. That was the origin of the first man. But what does it mean that man was made in the image and the likeness of God? It means we are threefold beings, spirit, soul, body, just as God is a threefold being, Father, Son, Spirit. It means we are persons as God is a person. It means we are immortal as God is immortal. It means we can know God and enter into personal relations with Him. It means we can be born again through faith in Jesus Christ and become the redeemed children of God. It is man's highest honor that he is in the image and the likeness of God. The biblical record continues that man was made from the dust of the ground. For God fashioned a form, breathed into its nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man was made with the free power of moral choice. He was made to be master of the created universe, both of birds in the air, fish under the sea, and all the minerals of the earth. He exercises dominion over his world as God exercises dominion over his. To such a creature, far above all the other members of the animal creation, God gave the headship of the home. The first father enjoyed a loving relationship, for the newly created man was placed in the beautiful Garden of Eden, and there were to be found all the plants which are beautiful to see and which are good for food. So man's environment was ideal. Yet God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him." So God brought before the man all the beasts of the fields and every fowl of the air. The man knew them and called them by name, but not one of them matched his nature or answered his need for companionship. So God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. From his side he took a rib, and from that rib God made a woman. God brought the woman to the man, who received her with delight as one of his own nature. And God explained that reception, saying, "A man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." For an unknown period of time, the man and the woman lived together in perfect happiness midst the beauty of God's glorious universe. God sanctified that relationship between the first husband and wife, and Adam was given headship over the woman because he was the first created. Thus the hierarchy of human relationships was established. But this first father made a tragic mistake. You may read of it in Genesis chapter 3. When God placed the man in the Garden of Eden, he gave him permission to eat of all the trees of the garden except one. There was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of which man was strictly forbidden to eat. God warned, "In the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Now the man passed that warning on to the woman, and that also is a sign of his headship over her, adding that she should not even touch the tree. But then the tragedy came. The woman was tempted by the devil to eat of the forbidden fruit. She took of it and gave to her husband, who joined her in eating it. Immediately the dread warning of God came to pass. They were ashamed to stand before each other. They were afraid to stand before God. So they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, lest the man should put forth his hand and take of the tree of life, eat of it, and live forever in his poor and fallen state. Through the temptation of the woman and the subsequent fall, the curse of sin came upon all created things. Man suffered the curse of sin. Woman suffered the curse of sin. The creatures suffered the curse of sin. Even the earth itself was cursed because of man's sin. But more, you and I are under the same curse of the same sin. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. Oh, the man, that first father of the human race, made a tragic mistake. But that's not the end of the story, praise the Lord. For that first father left a religious influence. Look at Genesis chapter 4 for evidence of that statement. Now here you see two young men come to worship. Each has built an altar, for they know God is to be approached through sacrifice. Each has brought an offering to present to the Lord, because they know God requires them to do so. Each has come at the same time, because they know there is a particular day when God is to be approached in formal worship. Each observed with great interest whether God would accept his offering, because they knew that God would accept some offerings and reject others. Now, where did the boys get all that information about the details of religious worship and the requirements of God? They received it from their father. Yes, the same father whose sin had cut them off from the beautiful Garden of Eden, the same father whose sin had brought dire consequences on them, that same father who was the cause of their misery, was also the source of their instruction concerning the things of God. Now, there is a great demonstration of the power of repentance and the potential of an erring father to begin again in that incident. Some father who receives these words may have failed miserably, but you can start over again. You can be a spiritual inspiration and blessing to your family. Demonstrate the fact of repentance in your life. Show by example that sin can be forgiven and life can continue under the blessings of God. Even if you have cursed your family by your sin, bless them now by your commitment to God. Father, we thank you that it is possible for us to start over again. We praise you for personal forgiveness of sin, and we rejoice that even when we have failed, all hope is not lost. We thank you for every erring man who has turned to you and become a blessing to his family. Now grant that some man or woman may receive this truth now and turn their lives and their influences toward God today, becoming a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.